You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Audie Braun, one of Canada's leading jazz vocalists, will launch her recording Moderne Frau. It's inspired by the music of 1920s Weimar Berlin. It's launching on October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. That's sold out, but it is also launching on December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Jazz Bistro.
I like how you went up on that.
Awesome.
For emphasis.
Yes.
Adi joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Adi.
Guten Morgen, liebe Jean und lieber Mike.
Wow. See,
how about that?
Wow.
She's got a real head start
I'm
on this
done
repertoire.
Now. I'm done.
Now, I understand that we are the first station to air your new music.
Yes, you understand correctly, and I'm thrilled. I'm so happy.
Great. I don't blame you. And that you wrote three of these songs.
Yes, I did. In the collection of 13 songs, the three that are my own are Moderne Frau, which speaks to the modern woman of 1920s and the things that she was able to do, like vote, like have a sports car, like have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Josephine Baker, a tribute to Josephine Baker, and a tango to Forbidden Love called Gestern.
Okay, and this is the 100th anniversary of Weimar?
Yes, the 100th anniversary is in 2018, which is when I'm hoping to actually bring the show to Berlin.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I understand you've got a brand new German agent over there.
Yes, for the first time. You know, they say better late than never.
You bet.
But I'm going to be represented by the wonderful Marita Goga, and fall 2018... I say first we take Toronto, then we take Berlin. I know that's not how it goes, but that's how I'm feeling.
Sounds good to me.
Now, look, I'm looking at this brand new CD and quite sultry here on the cover and back cover.
Awesome.
It looks like you had a lot of fun doing the photo shoot for this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of simpatico with my photographer and hairdresser, Jody Thibodeau. Nice plug. Good morning, Jody.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And he just has a way of making you feel as if it was just the most natural thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Weimar Berlin is very near and dear to your heart, but was there anything else within that inspired you for the CD?
Definitely. You know, the whole thing started 3 years ago when I was teaching a little course in the evenings at the conservatory called The History of European Cabaret, about which I found out I knew less than I thought I did.
Right.
And when I delved a little bit more deeply into Weimar, I was just I was excited to find out that women played an incredibly central role in the arts. They were just far more visible. And so then when I dug deeper into the performers of Weimar, I found that there was actually what I call an artistic vocal emancipation that took place. You know, a lot of these singers came either from the classical realm or a lot of them were actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And they very specifically chose to abandon classical edicts and develop this thing called diseuse, which was actually first developed by a French cabaret artist, Yvette Guilbert, this half-sung, half-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not only the manner in which they performed, but also what they performed. Very daring political songs, self-mocking sometimes. And I found that most intriguing and wanted to really pay tribute to that.
Now, you have I do detect, and of course I know because you're my friend, your German accent.
Really?
So you were born in Canada, but at what age did you go back to Germany?
When I was two.
When you were two. And you lived there for how long?
Until I was 19.
So
while high school,
you come by it naturally.
You sure do.
I do, but my dad, of course, Victor Braun, you know, he insisted that we have... you know, he would do 1 week English speaking and 1 week German speaking. And that's how
Beautiful.
We grew up speaking, you know, being completely bilingual.
Beautiful. And I just will mention that Russell Braun, wonderful opera singer, is your brother.
Yes, some people actually used to think he was my husband, but no, he's my younger brother. He's taller, but he's my younger brother.
And you first started out as an opera singer, didn't you? Did you go to opera school? Or?
I didn't go to opera school, but I had my I got my bachelor's, honors bachelor's from the Faculty of Music. And I'm currently enrolled in the doctoral music program, DMA, at the Faculty of Music, researching this very topic that has actually never been studied at any Canadian music school.
Really?
No?
Yeah, doesn't that
I find that
you?
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it surprises me, too. It's amazing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other musicians that are playing with you and the fact that you arranged all this music, except for one piece, was it?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the musicians, they're just a dream, and it was like a big party from beginning to end.
Nice.
I'm going to start with the trio because they're present in each of the songs. So we have Tom King on piano, Pat Collins bass, Daniel Barnes drums, and they are the ones that, you know, we travel together mostly. Then we have, this was like a dream come true. First of all, we have Tony Quarrington on guitar and banjo, and then Joseph Massarolo, who many years ago was my history prof at the conservatory.
Mine too.
Get out of here.
Yes.
No, I'm not kidding.
On accordion.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have three super lads, the horn section. We have Brad Eaton, Conrad Gluck, and Zach Smith. We have a trumpet, trombone, and saxophone.
Wow.
And then we also have the wonderful Juan Gabriel Olivares on clarinet. He's now living in Berlin. So it was a real great group that we got together, not to mention our brilliant engineer, Gary Honus.
Wow. How long did it take you to do all these arrangements, Adi?
Oh, the arrangements, I mean, I've been thinking about them rehearsing and fleshing them out over the last 2 years, one and a half to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Josephine, tribute to Josephine Baker, was arranged by Nick Lavkolik, a very young, gifted arranger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find yourself, because, I mean, you said you've been working on these arrangements over the course of a couple of years, do you ever get satisfied with them? Or do you, like, think of new ways, even as you're performing them, that you can, hey, we could take this in a different direction?
I'm satisfied each time we do them, because in live performances, they're going to be different anyway. And I should say that by arrangements, these are not necessarily all completely written out, because in the jazz world, in the jazz genre, you have just sort of hints and suggestions. I would say they're conceptualized ideas, so that I would say, I hear trumpets, I hear trombones, and I think the bass should do this and blah, blah, blah. Usually a good arrangement sticks and you try to replicate it.
Right.
Not often are you physically able to bring in a group of nine to a theater. It's just very expensive too. So then you have to tailor the arrangements and make them a little bit more intimate.
Sure.
So I think there's freedom for them to live and to grow, and I certainly would be open to changing them.
Mm-hmm.
But not right now.
No, of course not.
But now I know you're an excellent pianist. Are you going to be accompanying yourself at all?
Well, thank you for that. I think I'm a pretty good pianist. I don't think I'm excellent.
Oh,
I play
on,
for
naughty.
My students in their concerts, but I will not play for myself. It's just, I've done it once. I don't have the two brain thing going on.
It's extremely difficult, I find.
And then a microphone, too, was too much.
I know. Very
I'd like
difficult.
To leave that stress to someone else.
Well, Lisa, I want to congratulate you with all this, Adi. Clearly,
thank you so much.
You already have great success. And I also wanted to mention and congratulate you on the, because you coached the singers for Arabella at the Canadian Opera Company.
Yeah, that is such a delight. It's another part of my life without which I couldn't really live. It's an incredible privilege to work with the company and the singers. And I'll be back for the abduction, Die Entführung aus dem Serail, after Christmas. But Arabella was just, it's a beautiful production.
And stunning, stunning German from stem to stern. So thank you for that. I really enjoyed myself. We've been speaking with Adi Braun about her new CD, Moderne Frau. It'll be available for sale at the CD launch at the Jazz Bistro on December 10th. If you want to make dinner reservations, you can call 416-363-5299. But also go to adibraun.com. It's a great, great website.